Stacey Clark's Modern Advocacy Echoes the Legacy of Jamaican Heroes, by Leo Gilling. In a recent social media statement, I drew a parallel between Stacey Clark, the superintendent of Toronto Police recently sanctioned for misconduct, and the national heroes of her homeland, Jamaica, Paul Bogle and Sam Sharp. I did so for valid reasons, as the recent issues involving Stacey reflect the journeys of these two iconic figures. National heroes are often associated with the concept of an imagined community and serve as models for achievement and the qualities we aspire to possess. They inspire us to positively impact the world, instilling hope and energy in us. Ms. Clark is an ideal candidate. Sam Sharp, one of Jamaica's seven national heroes, was an educated black enslaved person who led a passive resistance in 1831 that played a significant role in ending slavery. At the time, enslaved individuals were only allowed to hold religious meetings as organized activities. Despite this limitation, Daddy Sharp, as he was known, led a peaceful protest against the English laws that affected enslaved people in Jamaica. Paul Bogle, another national hero, emerged as a prominent figure during the 1865 Morant Bay protests. Demonstrators rallied against the colonial government in pursuit of justice and equality for all black individuals. Bogle's actions stemmed from the widespread economic turmoil that ensued after the abolition of slavery and emancipation in the 1800s. Both national heroes were executed for their endeavors to combat injustice and inequality under the jurisdiction of the state. They both strove for the betterment of others, placing the community's needs above their own. Despite facing repercussions for knowingly defying the laws of the land, they steadfastly stood for the advancement of their people, demonstrating their unwavering commitment to a cause greater than themselves. Stacey Clark was recently sanctioned for knowingly defying the rules to advocate for the advancement of other black officers, rather than for personal gain. Much like historic leaders Paul Bogle and Daddy Sharp, Stacey sought to address the systemic discrimination affecting black and other minority police officers in Toronto, Canada. She took action to create opportunities for the career advancement of her fellow officers. As a result, she was demoted to inspector for 24 months, without an automatic return to her previous position as superintendent. If she wishes to reclaim her former role, she must reapply. Stacey was born in Kingston, Jamaica, and grew up in the Jews Land District, near Moline's Road and Washington Boulevard. She attended St. Richard's Primary School on Red Hills Road. After moving to Canada, she earned a bachelor's degree in criminology and sociology. At the age of 22, considering law school, she was encouraged to join the police force to be a part of the solution. 20 years later, Stacey Clark became the first black woman to hold such a high-ranking position. It's important to remember that Stacey Clark admitted guilt to 7 counts of professional misconduct during her tribunal last year. As the first black woman in such a prominent position in Canada's largest police services, her case garnered widespread attention across Canada and within black communities worldwide. Stacey considers her guilty plea as a way to take responsibility for her actions. Embracing accountability demonstrates bravery and resilience in the face of challenges, which is evident from the extensive community support she received, including multiple busloads of people showing up at the hearings on both occasions. Stacey's acceptance of guilt also reflects her frustration and desperation. Like many others, she was unwavering in her commitment to advancing the welfare of others. She took proactive steps to drive change and address racial inequalities within the Toronto Police Services, a process that has been perceived as slow or lacking progress for black officers. Her unwavering passion served as the catalyst behind her ongoing advocacy and reform initiatives. This case raises questions such as, if Stacey completes her 24-month sanction and decides to reapply for a superintendent position, how likely is she to be promoted? Will the process be fair? Given her outstanding career, would the leadership consider rehiring her, or will she encounter the same systemic barriers hindering the advancement of minorities? During Ms. Clark's sanction, it was notable that the adjudicating officer, Robin McKellery Downer, referenced Viola Desmond to illustrate the progress of black people in Canada. Viola Desmond was a black woman who was convicted and fined for refusing to leave the whites-only section of a movie theater in 1946. This raises further concerns, however, that almost 80 years later, workplace policies and subtle practices still exist in Toronto that hinder the advancement of black individuals. The struggle for progress and an even playing field for black individuals continues, as demonstrated by this case and data. The presence of systemic racism is acknowledged, but when Stacey Clark felt compelled to help the black police officers she mentored, she faced extreme sanctions. After reviewing the hearing's report, some individuals acknowledged its thoroughness but felt that the sanctions imposed on Ms. Clark could have been fairer, especially considering the precedent set by previous cases. The response from the black community indicates that historical figures like Daddy Sam Sharp, Paul Bogle, and Viola Desmond would likely be disappointed by the hearing's outcome. They made significant sacrifices for their race, and it's conceivable that they would be upset that Ms. Clark's actions, which were aimed at creating more opportunities for racialized individuals rather than personal gain, resulted in severe sanctions. Despite her exemplary career and mitigating circumstances, these factors did not influence the sanctions imposed on her. An important question is whether the system is still failing black people, just as it did in 1831 Jamaica and 1946 Canada. After the sanctioning hearing on Thursday morning, it became apparent that media headlines fixated on demotion and cheating instead of delving into the root causes of Stacey's actions. Nonetheless, one thing remains evident: Stacey Clark is an outstanding champion for the progress of racialized communities and a source of inspiration for equality for black and racialized people across Canada. Individuals like Stacey Clark initiate the societal changes necessary for creating a better environment in which to live and raise families. Despite the challenges she faces, Stacey is determined to continue demonstrating resilience and perseverance, qualities crucial for overcoming obstacles and achieving her long-term goals. Many Jamaicans see parallels between Stacey's advocacy and the spirit of their national hero, Sam Sharp. The powerful final words of Sam Sharp, "I would rather die upon yonder gallows than live in slavery," deeply resonate with Stacey's unwavering determination. Stacey is undeniably a living legend, and her tireless efforts will undoubtedly lead to significant progress. Jamaica-born Leo Gilling, PhD copyright, is a diaspora strategist, criminologist, philanthropist, and advocate for Caribbean advancement.